In its current form, the Homeland Security bill would also extend a key deadline for screening baggage at airports. The legislation that passed the House would give the Transportation Security Administration an extra year before all checked luggage has to be screened for explosives. Airports and airlines say they're just not ready to screen all the luggage, but supporters of the deadline say this is the wrong time to ease security requirements at airports. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The requirement that all bags be screened for bombs was part of a major overhaul of airline security after the 9/11 attacks. The new Transportation Security Administration chose the gold standard to check for explosives, computer tomography X-ray machines, which take the equivalent of a CAT scan of your luggage. The machines work well, but they're huge, heavy, and in short supply. Airports have been struggling to make room for the units that the TSA has been able to get a hold of. Todd Haupley of the American Association of Airport Executives says his members warn the TSA the machines just wouldn't fit and that airports have lots of construction to do to make room. But he says TSA was not a good listener.
Several months were wasted in the effort to try and move the process along here, and airport managers believe that if we had been listened to more and earlier by TSA, we'd probably be further along in the process than we are today.
Thanks to those delays, many airports say the only way for them to screen every bag by the December 31st deadline will be to rely on temporary measures like hand searching or even bomb-sniffing dogs. They predict a holiday collapse of the air travel system if they have to meet the year-end deadline no matter what.
It's not one of these deals where you can just say, all right, let's back a truck up, dump off 10 of these machines and plug them in.
Airport people want to wait another year, but Congressman James Oberstar of Minnesota says waiting will send a signal to the wrong people.
It simply invites the determined terrorist to try again to find a hole in the security network in America and wreak more destruction.
Oberstar says the TSA needs to keep the pressure on. He says there are lots of alternatives besides hand searching and dogs. For example, trace detection machines are already common. That's what they're using when screeners wipe a cloth over your luggage, sometimes over you, to detect chemical residue from explosives. They're smaller than the big CAT scan machines, and they're more portable.
The trace detection technology has passed all the testing of the Federal Aviation Administration. It can be used successfully and effectively without creating long lines.
Some experts say trace detection is not reliable enough, and even though trace detection gadgets are more portable, airport managers like Jeffrey Fagan of the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport says he needs more time to make room for them.
And our ticket halls simply aren't big enough to accommodate that new function as well as handle all the passengers. We've done studies that show that if it was required or if it had to happen, that the lines would be very long, extending out into the curbside.
Fagan says he'd like to move the whole process behind the scenes, but that takes more construction. This deadline is as much about money as it is about security. Airports are worried they will get stuck with the cost of renovations to house the new equipment when they feel the federal government should be paying. And of course, they're worried that new delays will drive people away from an industry that's already in financial trouble. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.